There's no dignity in there.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means we will be doing the Subversity Science Roundup. This is a special edition during the first hour when we attack cellulite, what it is, how it comes to be, and what you can do to get rid of it. I would imagine this show is going to be very important to women. During the second hour, we will be joined by Chip Conrad to talk to him about Body Tribe Fitness, a true physical culture gym in California, harkening back to the early days of physical culture. But now we're joined by the brilliant and talented Adele Musa. How are you, Adele?
I'm sweating. Well, at least it got a little cold the last days, but earlier in the week it was pretty hot here. And this actually reminded me of the show whenever I was outside because of the current trend and the it being in vogue to run around with very short skirts and hot pants. And I think it's really... I can understand now that I'm so often getting emails and questions concerning cellulite, and this was actually the main reason to do this show today. And to be honest, I was just like about every man and did not have that much knowledge in this area. And I even had to realize that scientists do know relatively well what it is, but are pretty lost when it comes to actually treating it.
So is this exclusively a female predominant issue, or do men get cellulite as well?
Well, the really visible cellulite occurs in men actually only if they are really estrogen dominant.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say that, actually.
One of the main reasons actually is that the male, the upper level of the skin, of the male skin is so thick that even if you become obese and get some of the characteristic structural changes in the layer that is beneath the surface of the skin, the dents and all the bumps are not as visible as they are in women. So it could be that some of the heavyweight guys actually have something similar to cellulite beneath their skin, but since the dermis itself is so thick, or the uppermost level of it is so thick, it's not really becoming visible.
Interesting. So what is cellulite? What exactly is it? Is it a skin disorder, or is it something that is occurring beneath the skin that causes this puckering, if you will? I had someone once described cellulite to me as looking like wet, untroweled cement. It's interesting.
Well, I think it's difficult to describe what it looks like to someone who's never seen it. But I think most of the people will already have seen how cellulite looks like. And in effect, what you see in the end is just one of the last progressive steps in a remodelation of the underlying tissue. And first of all, it's usually more of a circulatory problem that the sphincters, which are responsible for the control of the influx and efflux of nutrients and all other substances, they appear to become damaged in response to an overgrowth of adipocytes. So the fat cells are growing, and at a rate that can be compensated, or the rest of the structure cannot accommodate to. And this actually causes one of those typical vicious circles where the tissue cannot be oxygenated effectively. It cannot be provided with the nutrients and with the building blocks that are necessary to build the structure in the tissue. And the pressure that is building up within the tissue due to the influx of water and protein-laden water, for of course, that will cause the skin or the fat cells actually to be pushed out through the skin in a way. And the real problem is that the normal structure, you could think of it as a net, and usually you get perpendicular and parallel structures in this net. And the parallel structures obviously require more supply from the beneath, because the perpendicular structures, they can grow from the flesh, so to say.
Right, because right? it's almost like the perpendicular ones are planted into the ground almost, but the parallel ones, they're up above, so they require a greater degree of nutrients to reach them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not a greater degree, but it's more difficult because they need all those capillaries in order to get their nutrients and to grow. And with all the inflammation that starts to go on once the fat cells don't get enough oxygen, these parallel structures are actually lacking. And if you compare the amount of parallel structures in healthy women and in women with cellulite, the ratios in women with cellulite is actually 80 to 5, while it is 40 to 20 in normal women. So they are actually missing those parallel structures that would keep the fat cells in place. And this increases the viscosity, and it also increases the amount or the viscosity and the likelihood that the fat cells are pushed out of place, mm-hmm. not just by mere pressure from you apply from externally, but also on themselves. So the main problem is actually that the structural integrity of the tissue is lost, and especially in the early phases of cellulite, you really don't see it when a woman stands relaxed. This is called phase two of cellulite. In that case, you only see it when she flexes her gluteus, mm-hmm. for example. Then all of a sudden, all those dentures are popping out because there is some external pressure pushing the fat cells to the outside that are not really held in place by the normal structure.
So are there things that influence cellulite that predispose one woman to it and another woman not? Is it genetic? Are there hormonal implications?
There is, of course, a genetic component, and we also know that, obviously, in this case, the African-Americans are better off because it appears as if European women are more prone to develop cellulite than African-American ones. On the other hand, there's, of course, the large hormonal factor, which appears to be a sort of a trigger and driving force at the same time. Because if you look at the time point at which women start to develop cellulite, it's usually during puberty and during early puberty. And this phase is characterized by high estrogen and lower progesterone levels. And this is quite similar to pregnancy. And both of these phases in the life of a woman are actually phases when the cellulite either turns up for the first time or increases in severity. So the main problem is that the estrogen, it increases the deposition of fat, and at the same time it reduces the effectivity with which the collagen structures in those fibrous little tissue or little arms that keep the fat cells in place are produced. So it is sort of a two-tiered detrimental effect that is really brought up by estrogen.
Well, it's interesting you talk about these soft tissue tethers, if you will. I remember reading a study once a long time ago that SSRIs cause a change in the soft connective tissue in the lower intestinal area that causes women who are on SSRIs to have a pouty lower belly because the actual visceral complements start to sag and push against the belly. Do drugs like SSRIs, any type of medications, predispose a woman to developing cellulite?
For SSRIs, I'm not quite sure how safe it is to say that they do. But the researchers are obviously aware of that, because whenever a patient, or in many of the studies that have been conducted, patients who were on SSRIs were actually excluded because they felt that this would change the results. So I think that SSRIs are certainly one of the aspects. Other things that can influence it are hormonal contraceptives, which should actually be obvious. And it has even been shown that those which contain both estrogen and progesterone appear to have an effect on the development of cellulite, although it should be it shouldn't appear, so to say, if the ratio was naturally. But the problem appears to be that you never can mimic the actual natural rhythm, despite those modern tools being specifically dosed and trying to mitigate the rhythm, which is obviously different from person to person, from woman to woman. So there is still this problem, and this is also why some scientists actually say, or they doubt that it is a sort of a disease, and say it's just a normal process of aging, and it will occur sooner or later. And this is actually quite interesting and not really correct, because there are also reports where the cellulite, it did not really disappear, but it became better when the women went through menopause. Mm. And actually, this is quite logical, because in this scenario, the estrogen is suddenly not there any longer, and the increased water retention, the higher propensity to store fat in this specific region, and also the difficulty to get rid of it there, they are suddenly changing. Although the result obviously can be that the sagging tissue remains there, it changes its look and does not have the typical appearance of cellulite any longer.
Well, but could it also be the continuous mild loss of muscle reduces the size of the understructure that's pushing against the fat, then pushing out on the skin also?
It could certainly be that as well, yeah. I didn't think of it, but in fact, muscle itself does not really protect against cellulite. On the other hand, the contraction of muscles beneath the tissue actually will have a pumping effect, and this will increase the...
strength?
Not directly the strength, but the circulation within this tissue. And it's actually one of the main, if not the main problem, that the cells are not really oxygenated well, and they don't receive all the nutrients they need. So all types of exercise actually are highly beneficial, just because they work like a massage, so to say. This will not really solve the problem, but it will hamper the development of cellulite. And you will hardly find a woman who's been exercising all her life, especially from before puberty, who will develop cellulite. There are obviously always genetic outliers, and we do not yet know which genes are actually responsible for the dermis to develop this nasty character. But in some people, it appears really to be unavoidable. But even for those, it is quite certain that they would benefit from exercise, at least in terms of slowing down the progression.
What about exercise's ability to mitigate stress? Does stress play a role in the development of cellulite?
Yeah, it does certainly, because in the end, many of the predisposing factors are very similar to all the diseases we subsume under the metabolic syndrome. Insulin, for example, or high insulin levels and insulin resistance predispose to the expansion and the growth of the adipose organ at a rate which the rest of the body cannot come up with. And on the other hand, there's also some evidence, and this is just another hormonal factor, that the currently really prevalent increase in subclinical hypothyroidism could also be behind the increase in cellulite, because it appears that T3, the active thyroid hormone, is also important, not so much as you might expect to get rid of the fat, but rather to promote the
insulin sensitivity,
the growth of the structural components in the dermis. So
I thought you were going to say because T3 also plays a role on increasing cellular sensitivity to insulin, and so that would also help mitigate some of the development of cellulite.
Yeah, that would be a rather indirect effect, but it also appears to have a really direct effect on the formation of the fibrous structure that is supposed to be there and keep the dermis intact and stable.
Okay, and last thing I want to cover before we go into the break and come back and start talking about scientifically researched treatments for cellulite. Aside from dietary regimens that are completely obesogenic, which obviously if you're an obesogenic dietary protocol type person, you're going to put on fat and clearly a byproduct will be cellulite. But are there certain nutritional protocols that seem to help slow the development of or speed the development of cellulite depositions?
Well, obviously, anything that predisposes to insulin resistance is an adjective. There's unfortunately no clear-cut data on the involvement of different types of fat. But there is certain data from in vitro studies that prostaglandins play a major role. So you can expect that the ingestion of high amounts of omega-6 fatty acids can predispose to the development of cellulite as well. On the other hand, everything that reduces the formation of the bad prostaglandins, which would obviously be especially EPA from fish oil, and also, interestingly, the anti-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acid GLA, which has even some trials supporting its efficacy in reducing cellulite, those would be nutrients you should prefer. And on the other hand, I think in view of the fact that cysteine is also important for both the overall metabolism in the dermis and the structural integrity, you would have to watch out that you have enough high protein in your diet, which will also help you because it helps you to stay leaner due to its satiating effects and due to all the other downstream effects of a higher protein diet, as
right.
I like to say.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be like 5 grams per pound of body weight, but 2 times the RDA would be a good point to be at, I suppose.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Adele is going to talk about the scientific research that's out there that may be some sort of beneficial physical treatment. We're talking with Adele Moussa. This is the You Don't Have to Live with Cellulite show. Everything you wanted to know, maybe even more than you wanted to know about cellulite, and hopefully ways to get rid of it. Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Tomorrow, he will place a lot of the details of today's interview for those who want to read it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 18 in life in Chino.
Freud, all along. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at
at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropic, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ow. Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So science has studied some treatments for cellulite. Obviously, there's a large market out there, but some of them work and some of them don't. So let's start off with the top of the list. You sent me a great list here, Adele.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's some sort of unordered, but so is the science on the different treatment methods.
Well, okay, so what is iontophoresis?
Well, actually, it is sort of electrotherapy applied right into the skin, and it is supposed to change the polarization of the cell membranes and to help the exchange of fluids. And this is one of the main mechanisms by which many of those treatment strategies actually work. They try to improve the influx and efflux of water and all the stuff the water carries into the tissue. And the problem with that is that it does not really reverse the underlying problem because it is not a permanent change. So you can actually achieve improvements by this and several other therapies, but oftentimes they are only transient. So after, say, a month or two, it will look exactly the same again, although you saw a 50% improvement before.
What is acoustic wave therapy? I know what it is. I mean, this is basically ultrasound, right? Does this have an effect?
Yeah, this appears to be one of the more promising strategies, with actually some studies saying that not just the tire circumference was reduced, but actually the nasty look of the cellulite disappeared. And in essence, it works by a similar mechanism. So as I've been pointing out before about exercise stimulates the microvasculature, and the acoustic wave therapy actually does the same. It also appears to have a direct effect on the lipolytic enzymes in the tissue. So it helps, first of all, to free the fatty acids and to get rid of them in the tissue in order for them to be oxidized by your body. So this is also a promising treatment, but will take weeks or months and is pretty expensive still. And you cannot really be sure that you won't get the same problems again after some time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you happen to know what frequency of audio they're using, of sound that they're using in this ultrasound?
I'm not sure. I didn't take it down here.
Because it'd be interesting to find out, because you could just buy maybe speakers and just press them against your legs if you knew what the waveform was. Anyway, how about thermotherapy, applying heat?
Well, exactly the same idea. You want to improve the vasodilation of the tissue, and heat obviously works to do this. And there are also some promising results, but again, they are more or less cosmetic and not permanent. And for most of them, this is not a treatment where you actually go to your doctor and he applies an IR lamp to your thighs, but rather you have to wear those nasty compressive stockings and run around with them. And in this case, they will also have an insulating layer, which will make you sweat like crazy. So this is something like the plastic wrap people use to turn around their abs in order to lose more fat on from there. And all they achieved was a reduction of water. And I think this is the same for thermotherapy, although there are a couple of studies saying that it increased the feeling of well-being in the participants. And I think this already tells you that there were no real improvements in how the cellulite looks. And this was probably rather a placebo effect.
Now, the next one, it can be aggressive if it's not done right, because obviously there's a thin line between heating properly and the type of heating that will cause some sort of necrosis in the tissue. But what about volumetric tissue heating, where they use RF or radio frequency to focus the heat inside the skin?
Yeah, this is actually something that is more aggressive, and it changes the structure, and is meant to change the distance between the dermis and the stratum corneum in order to have those dentures and bumps vanish. Or if you want to say it like this, you want to get the skin level, so to say.
Right.
But it is highly questionable whether it is a good idea to treat a disease or a state that is brought about by structural integrities, unintegrities, so to say, by applying something that even increases the mass. So, again, this is probably a rather cosmetic treatment, and it may be worth it, but it's not very well studied as of now anyway.
Well, and the problem is the volume of fat beneath the skin. So trying to make the skin thicker so that you don't see the bumps doesn't make the problem go away. I don't like that one. What about massage, just mechanical manipulation of the area?
This likely has a very similar effect as the acoustic treatment, and it works pretty good if you have a skilled person do it who knows where the lymph nodes are, because by doing this you can really increase the transportation of fluid from the legs outside into the rest of the circulation of the body, and thus get rid of or reduce at least the severity. But you would probably have to go there at least twice or thrice a week in order to always maintain the status quo that you will achieve after one therapy. So if you're doing it yourself, it's questionable whether it works, and it will also depend on the basic severity, because in the latter cases, the water is actually not longer the real problem. In some cases, there is even not really that much water within the tissue, and dentures are getting worse when you decrease water content of
well,
the tissue.
And by causing lymphatic drainage, which was my next question, but by causing lymphatic drainage, that's a temporary fix, because gravity is going to pull fluid back down into the body later on in the day or even the next morning, and then you're going to have to do this all over again in order to have that same cosmetic effect. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, this is sort of a helpless technique, and it's also one of the first applied in the early 30s, which is, by the way, quite interesting, because the first time somebody actually wrote about cellulite was in 1920. And I don't think that women didn't suffer from this problem before, but I do think that it became more severe within the past century. So
as has insulin resistance.
Exactly, and we've been talking about the the underlying causes, and I would be interested if there is a spike in the amount of women suffering from cellulite when the first birth control pills became available.
How about laser therapy? This seems a little aggressive to me. Again, a necrosis always is an issue for me.
Yeah, these are low-level lasers which are rather heating the tissue up slowly. And there are several studies which actually support the efficacy. Although the therapy is still very new and the scientists are still figuring out which frequency appears to work best, this is actually one of the more promising mechanic, in quotation marks, treatments that is currently out there. Also because after 9 weeks and 12 weeks, there are different studies, the participants reported benefits even after a 8-month and a 4-month follow-up. So this appears to last at least for some time, but it does not. There is no mechanism involved here that would actually solve the problem, because the only thing you could hope for is that by changing your lifestyle or getting rid of predisposing factors like too much estrogen in your body or an estrogen imbalance, so to say, starting to exercise and eating a different diet, you could hope for that your body gets rid of the real of the debris that is produced by the therapy and reconstructs, so to say, a healthier dermis where the other one was in place before. So over time, it could actually resolve the problem, but it's quite obvious that this would take years and that we don't have any study supporting this.
I want to go back to one for a second because I just got a message on Facebook from Ruth, and she said, as it relates to thermotherapy, what about sauna, and more importantly, what about infrared sauna? You think this has any benefits, especially the infrared type that seems to penetrate about 2.5 centimeters into the skin?
I don't think it will really solve the problem, but this would be part of a strategy in order to at least mitigate the development, because it is quite certain that this type of treatment will increase the microvascular exchange in the tissue, and everything that does this is generally beneficial. The real problem is that we are pretty much at a loss in terms of how we can fix the tissue, so to say. We've been talking about the long-term detrimental effects of diabetes before, and it is, in fact, type 2 diabetes is in many cases reversible, but there is a certain point when the pancreas took too much damage in order to be reversed, and when we are talking about cellulite, this is also a structural problem. And, of course, most of the tissue will be renewed after years. But this is nothing you can hope for to get rid of within just 12 months or so, even if you have the right technique, do it.
How about electrolipophoresis, another one of these methods of trying to electrically stimulate the fatty deposits to change?
That's pretty similar to the galvanic treatment mentioned before.
Right.
The difference is that you get some of those needles which are similar to, and either short or very long needles, which are up to 5 to 15 centimeters long. They are injected into the tissue, and they are stimulated with different frequencies. And the hope is that the electromagnetic field, which is created, will modify the tissue that is between the cells and help the drainage and promote the exchange of metabolic byproducts, and especially to remove the fat that is actually resolved or is actually released from the fat cells by lipolysis. So while I said that these specific tissue stores are not so responsible to adrenaline and all the other hormones, we know that they have a direct effect on the release of fatty acids from the fat cells. Another problem is that even if the fat cell releases the fat, this doesn't get transported away effectively once the microvascular damage is done already.
And last but not least, a favorite of mine for a variety of different reasons, and that's mesotherapy. This is where Phospholipid combined with a surfactant is injected into the skin using what appears to look like an insulin syringe. Does this have any effect on causing these fat cells to release their contents?
It does, yeah. But the only thing it does is it will slim the leg in totality. And there are even reports where the dentures became really severe. So someone went into the therapy with smaller dentures, and then the therapist solved, so to say, the fat cells underneath the skin, and all of a sudden there was a really big hole. So it is quite obvious that you can obviously simply try to use a solvent in order to solve the fat cells and hope that whatever functional microvasculature you have left will over time get rid of the liquid and of the fat that is still there. But first of all, this is sort of an operation on your body, so it is not without risk. And second of all, it does not really solve the problem because obviously this will not replace the missing structure or the structure that is missing in order to make your skin really smooth and stable.
Okay, so out of all of these that we just spoke about, is there any one that you feel is worthy of people's further investigation?
Well, if I would have to select one, I would probably go for the laser therapy currently, or the microwave. Both appear to have at least, the microwave rather is a cosmetic strategy, and the laser, it has the potential, or you could say, to have longer lasting effects.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to address supplements that may prove to benefit those who are looking to get rid of cellulite. We're talking to with Adel Moussa. This is the Subversity Science Roundup. We're focusing on one thing and one thing only, that cellulite on your body. Because let's face it, when you're walking around outside with your hot pants on, everybody else is focusing on it too. We're going to help you get rid of it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I forgot what I was going to say. I love this song. Okay. We're talking with Adele Moussa. We're talking about cellulite. Now we're going to cover potentially useful supplements and even drugs that may benefit you if you're looking to rid yourself of cellulite or even stop it from occurring on your body. So, Adele, I see caffeine is on this list. Is this orally or is this topically applied caffeine?
For most of these agents, it would actually be more beneficial to apply them topically, especially for those which are supposed to help reduce the subcutaneous fat. And in this case, all the methylxanthines, also theobromine from cacao and other agents like that, they are actually rather meant to get rid of the high amount of fat that is in a way suffocating itself. So there is actually some evidence that especially creams using combination of many of these methylxanthines and also alpha antagonists like urimbine and aminophilin, which is another agent that has been shown to increase the release of fatty acids from fat cells, they are often able to effectively reduce the thigh circumference even by a couple of centimeters in some cases when they are applied for a longer time. But in many of those studies, this is actually the only benefit, and the visual appearance did not really get better. So this is not so much a treatment of cellulite, but rather a treatment of too much body fat in this area.
But some of these things have been implicated as topical solutions for body fat. One that I don't see on here that is a little controversial is glycerothenic acid from real licorice root. While glycerothenic acid has been implicated in elevating blood pressure, small amounts delivered locally have been shown to cause fat cells to sort of squirt out their contents. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I am. And actually, if you look around a little bit, there are several topicals promoted to reduce fat and also to help cellulite, which contain glycerolic acid. And it's quite interesting that there are even studies showing that by oral ingestion, you can achieve significant weight loss, or rather fat loss, if you hit the right dosage. Because in the end, we've been talking about the role of cortisol in the release of fat from fat cells.
Yeah.
Is also a contributing factor. And people shouldn't forget that it's not all that black and white as it's often portrayed by many of the of the common internet information sources, and especially by the producers of different supplements for various purposes. So this could help, and also other agents are phoscholine, for example, and many of the things you may know from fat burners will actually help also if they are applied topically. The problem is just that you have to get them through the stratum corneum, and this is not always easy, especially because you do not just have to breach the barrier, but you also have to put them in whatever carrier that is suited for them. And for many of them, there are no real cheap carriers available. So if you're buying a product, it may well be that it contains all the active ingredients, but that most of them will just remain on the upper part of your skin.
Right.
And for example, the capsaicin that is in many of those products, it will burn like crazy and you will look like a tomato because it inflames the skin so much.
What is silicum? It sounds like it's from sand.
Yeah, it is actually. And this is quite interesting. I did not really mention the nutrients that could be beneficial when you asked about nutrition before, because they could also be considered as supplements. And first on the list actually come zinc and copper, which are both important for the control of inflammation, but also for the formation of the structural components of the skin. And then there is selenium, which appears to play a major role in controlling the inflammation in the tissue, and potassium, of course, which is important to control the fluid within the skin.
Right.
And another, actually, nutrient is silicon, and most people won't know that they are consuming it on an almost daily basis because it is basically in almost every vegetable or fruit that is grown on the ground that contains silicium. And the celery, the peppers, the carrots, potatoes, unrefined grains and cereals and beets, all of them contain a relatively high amounts of silica. But if you want to achieve a significant effect, it may be necessary that you supplement. And I've been looking around, and according to a couple of sources, it appears that the maximum daily recommended dose is 10.5 milligrams per day. And you can actually buy supplements that appear to be dosed like that. They are usually used for very different, or they are used for various things actually. And they are also supposed to help tremendously with bone health in postmenopausal women. And if you look at what this stuff is doing in your body, it appears that a metabolite or a product your body makes of the silicium is actually heavily involved in the provocation of the formation of the bridges, that is all those fibrils that you are exactly missing when you have cellulite within the dermis. And it has also been shown to help with the increased viscosity. So there appears to be a real direct effect of this compound on the structural integrity. Maybe it's not really that it does reverse it, but you could say that if there's enough silicon around, it will help your body to reconstruct the tissue appropriately.
I want to kind of go through the rest of these supplements on a more top line basis, because after we come back from the next break, I want you to talk about the teaser that you used, how this 37-year-old woman reduced her cellulite by 75% in 12 weeks. Which other of the supplements, and obviously people can get the entire list of supplements tomorrow at subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. How important is vitamin A in fighting cellulite?
Well, actually, I personally think it's the number one. Not really the vitamin A you eat, but this could be important as well, or it's obviously important as well, but topically applied vitamin A appears to be really one of the agents that could make a change, not just in how the tissue looks, but actually in how it's made up. And we all know about the far-reaching metabolic effects of vitamin A on cells and their differentiation. And the application of vitamin A will actually thicken the dermis, so you are going a couple of steps towards being a man in terms of the thickness of your skin, and that alone is supposed to help cover up the structural changes beneath the skin. On the other hand, it also has been shown to tremendously increase
collagen,
the blood flow, or the influx of water and other stuff into the dermis by helping to reconstruct the microvasculature. So this appears one of the agents that is really promising, and actually it's quite well. You could say it is not really exotic, so it does not sound as if it could do something. But retinol cream is really appears to be one of the few promising strategies, supplementally wise, which are not just reducing the symptoms, but could actually help really permanently reduce the extent of cellulite, or the degree of cellulite.
Well, it also influences collagen production as well. I would think that a vitamin A cream with an L-sorbate component would be a 1-2 punch as a topical for cellulite, because they both influence collagen production. And as you point out, the vitamin A helps in the needed cell differentiation to rebuild the connective tissue, to rebuild the skin, to do all the things that have stopped happening. What do you think about that, a vitamin A and vitamin C cream?
I'm not sure about whether or not the vitamin C will really do anything, but I think it certainly won't hurt. And we will actually get to vitamin A later, because this is one of the secrets the woman on the picture people have maybe seen on Facebook used to get rid of her cellulite.
This is a dramatic transformation, folks. It's not, and you can tell that it's not one of those pictures where they use dark light in one picture to enhance the rippling of her skin and then really bright light to make it disappear. She really does, while her leg does not appear to get any thinner, notice this, the volume seems to be the same, the cellulite has gone away. And that's really indicative of the skin becoming thicker and maybe the connective tissue doing its job to a greater degree. Would you agree with that statement, Adele?
Yeah, certainly. And actually, there are more images in this particular study. Maybe I will be posting another one tomorrow, which is of an older lady. I think she's 50 years senior to this one, and she has a way more severe dentures. And about the same improvement, obviously, I selected the other one because it looks as if she never had cellulite before.
Right.
The older woman, it looks tremendously improved, but there are still some visible dentures there. But I was really impressed by the specific results of this study, because in most of the studies you won't find images, and I suspect this is for a reason. And whenever you're going out there and trying to find scientific information, you usually end up with quote-unquote studies that are part of the patent application process for a certain formula, and they are usually underpowered with like 5 or 6 patients, and then they have results like improved well-being or stuff like this, and no images, no nothing, or just the reductions in the circumference of the leg. And these are really not things people are looking for. They are looking for the chooks. And this is one of the few studies where I actually saw where there actually is evidence that it did work. And it is from a peer-reviewed study. So and was not part or financed by anyone involved in selling a certain product.
Right. One last question I want to ask, and again, the entire list of supplements will be on supversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. What about just the old-fashioned losing body fat approach to this? Just, you know, training and diet, the kind of dieting that makes the body leaner and leaner, that we espouse as part of the physical culture, ancestral diet approach to life. Will that just make, will the reduction in body, whole body fat reduce this phenomenon, or does it stay, it just gets smaller?
It depends on the severity. I think if it is about the severity you see on the picture on Facebook, it could well be possible that depending on your genetic makeup, you can get rid of it. But this requires that you are fat in the first place. And if you look at the woman in the picture, she's not fat.
Right.
And this is actually one of the most interesting findings for me personally when I did the research is that this is not necessarily about being fat. The rate of women suffering from cellulite is obviously higher in those who are fat. But since this is not really a matter of how much fat you have or carrying around, but rather how it is held together by those knots, so to say, or by the structural components, it can even affect very lean women. So if you're starting off very lean or totally obese, I don't think it will work pretty well. If you are just a little overweight, so to say, it may well be that you can get rid of most of the visible dentures, especially in the unflexed state, by simply dieting down. But I think if this worked magically, we would see way more success stories. And if you think about it, the reduction in the thickness of the fat, which would be the consequence of the over-reduction in body fat, it doesn't really change that this fat is not really stable and could easily become dentured again. Probably the dentures will reduce in their depth, and the hills, so to say, the bumps will also become smaller. But in general, you still got those lumpy bumpy, even scientists call it that way, this lumpy bumpy look on the skin, which will not really become totally flat again by just getting rid of the fat. On the other hand, the tissue is not unchangeable, and the changes that are going on while you're dieting down could really help reduce, not just reduce, but even in some cases get rid of the problem by just replacing or rebuilding the underlying structure, which is obviously much easier if you don't have to bridge, say, 6 centimeters, but just 2 centimeters in order to reinstall all the necessary structural components.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this research study that Adele found that we're referencing, where the amount of reduction, visible reduction in cellulite, is nothing short of remarkable. Every woman needs to know about this. This is what you've waited for. This is the Subversity Science Roundup brought to you by the brilliant and talented Adele Moussa, helping make women beautiful all around the world by getting rid of their cellulite. Look, ladies, you don't want it, and we don't want to see it. We're just all trying to work together to make it go away. Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Go there and allow your brain to overflow with knowledge. You'll see knowledge spilling on the floor as you sit in front of your computer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we'll be joined by Chip Conrad as we take a step deeper into the world of physical culture with Body Tribe Fitness. You don't want to miss that. Right now, we're talking with Adele Musso. We're going to talk about this study that helped this young lady, who is clearly not obese, not even overweight really, rid herself, 75% of her cellulite completely gone. And I have to believe if the study went on longer, it would all be gone. Okay, so Adele, describe the design of the study, first of all. What did they do?
Well, actually, they recruited 20 women from different age groups, from 23 to 56, and also with different backgrounds. There were some smokers, there were others taking certain medications, and they also developed the cellulite at different ages. There's, for example, one woman who was 33 at the start of the study and developed the cellulite only 1 year before and for an unknown reason, so, or at least it is not disclosed in the study. And what the scientists did is that they randomized the women to two groups. One group received a pulse laser therapy only, and this was applied for 12 weeks once a week at the laboratory of scientists, and the other group used in the or got the same laser therapy treatment, but also used a retinol cream. And this retinol cream was based on retinol palmitate, and it was just compounded by a pharmacy. And before they went to bed, five times a week, the women had to apply a acetone solution to the skin in order to breach the dermis or the stratum corneum, and afterwards apply the retinol cream. So this had to be done five times a week, and I suppose this is also one of the reasons why there were five dropouts.
Did you say acetone they had to put on their skin?
Actually, they did, obviously.
Oh, my God, that's so tough on the skin. That has such poor cosmetic quality. It dries the skin out completely. I could see why the stratum corneum would be disrupted.
Exactly. So this is a pretty nasty thing. And I don't know whether it's really necessary or just improved, just hastened the effect, so to say. But in this case, they tried to make sure that it really reaches directly into the messed up tissue beneath the stratum corneum, and therefore they used this acetone solution before they applied the retinol. And I would suspect that this is probably part of the reason that there are five dropouts, although not all of them were actually in the cream group. Many of them were also in the group that only had to do the laser therapy. And while the scientists say that both, in the abstract, they say that both improved the condition, and this is certainly true, if you look at the real outcomes and at the improvements, it is quite clear that there is a large gap between those who use both the laser therapy and the retinol cream and those who just use the laser therapy. If you ask me, I personally would say that it's quite probable that the vitamin A treatment was actually more effective than the treatment with the laser, although you can't say whether it may be only in combination that works so magically. And the interesting thing is they also did a follow-up 8 months later, and although not all of the subjects responded, of those who did, 75% were actually saying that they remained almost the same benefits. Interestingly, the woman in the picture you see on Facebook was one of the few who said that her results did not last that or were not exactly the same after 8 months, but she still said that it was a 50 to 75% improvement. And obviously they did not continue to apply either this retinol cream or any other type of retinol cream. So this was an effect that happened by its own. And interestingly enough, if you look at other data they collected, the beneficial effects were not depending on weight gain. For example, the woman in the picture, she gained 3 kilograms in the course of those 12 weeks, probably not due to treatment, but it did not hurt her in this area. And this is actually what I've been saying before. It is not really about the amount of fat, but rather about the structure that keeps it in place. And this is really where retinol appears to have a direct effect. And this particular study shows that there are several studies showing beneficial effects of retinol, but this is the only one I could find with where you could really see the improvements, because they provided images like this.
Did they say what wavelength of infrared they were using? Was it 1,000 nanometers, or did they say, was it near, or you said high infrared, right?
Yeah, it was high infrared, so it was almost in the visible range. And actually, it appears that they have been experimenting in the course of the study and ended up with something you could actually see as being red. So it was a high intense but pulsed laser that was used, and due to the high frequency, which was around 575 nanometers, and the high intensity, I suppose, that this had actually some sort of damaging effect on the tissue. On the other hand, the retinol that was applied later could really have synergized in order to, what I've said before, to reconstruct the tissue in a better way, and therefore to get rid of the cellulite. But this is rather hypothetical, because you would really have to trace all that by taking, not just by applying acetone, but also by taking slices of the flesh out of the skin in order to evaluate how it is developing over time. And I think if they had tried to do this as well, of the 20 women, probably only one had remained, because she likes the pain or whatever.
Right. But I think it is safe to say that there appears, and I say the word appears, there appears to be some magic for those who are trying to mitigate the skin effects of cellulite to maybe pay attention to some sort of topical vitamin A product.
Yeah, what has to be said, though, is that this is not exactly without side effects. Well, first of all, it is actually the active form of vitamin A, which is all trans retinoic acid, which does the magic. And you could there are drugs that are usually used to treat acne and other skin conditions which actually contain this form. But the scientists specifically say that the side effects of the active form are not really worth using it, and they use the regular form of vitamin A, and even that can dry out the skin and can lead to peeling skin. So it is not really side effect free, although it is probably not there's probably not a problem with systematic vitamin A toxicity, of which I think that is anyway pretty much overblown. But the vitamin A you apply to the skin will mostly remain there, especially if you think about the fact that your microvascular circulation
is compromised to begin with, and that's why you have cellulite.
Yeah, exactly. And so it won't be transported into the rest of your body unless it works magically overnight, and the next day you apply the vitamin A. The microvascular the circulation has improved so much that it could go systemically.
and the reality is that I have to believe that the peeling that was experienced had more to do with the acetone that they used to prepare the skin than the vitamin A.
The general effect of all creams containing retinol.
Oh, okay.
This was in the study. Interestingly, they did not report anything but the pain as a side effect. But I know that there are certain creams and lotions with vitamin A in them that are supposed to rejuvenate the skin, and they actually cause this peeling effect. It's often it often subsides, but it looks pretty nasty, like you have got a sunburn, and the skin is peeling off like crazy.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, and we'll close the show on this as well. Both of my grandparents, who lived into very, very ripe old ages on my mother's side, my grandmother and my grandfather both were regular users back then. I'm talking about, God, 50 years ago. They used to use a product that was that said vitamin A and D ointment. And they used to put it on their skin all the time. My grandfather used to put it on his face. My grandmother put it on her face and her arms. Vitamin A and D ointment. How smart that they combined both of them in the same ointment, since we know that they have some sort of synergistic relationship with each other.
I would like to see a study combining the vitamin A with the vitamin D.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
I wonder if that would mitigate some of the side effects that are associated with vitamin A.
Yeah, not just that, but there are some, you may call them switches, or actually there are receptors which require activation of both the retinoic and the vitamin D side to actually work. This could actually really not just be a way to mitigate the side effects, but to even improve the general effect. And if you think about it, vitamin D is produced right in the skin. So it would be only natural that it is present there and that it has a function or a role or plays a role in building a structural integrity or in helping to further the structural integrity of the skin.
I want to thank Adele Moussa for doing the hard work, the heavy lifting of putting this all together for you ladies out there. And you can thank him yourself. Go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. And communicate with him there. This is a great show. If you're a young lady or a woman listening to the show, you need to share this with all of your friends as well. Adele, thanks so much, brother.
You're welcome, Colin.
All right, talk to
have
you soon.
Have a nice day.
You too. All right, so there you have it. Go to Supversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com to learn more. When we come back, Chip Conrad, Body Tribe Fitness.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from, and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic, we want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Okay.
Mr. Lover, lover.
This is one of those episodes where brawn and brain meets. Chip Conrad, welcome to the show. How you doing? Chip, are you there? Chip? I don't hear him. Okay, hold on. Listen to some music for a second. You there? Okay, now Chip Conrad, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. The wonder of technology. Okay.
Yeah,
as I said coming out of the break, here's where brawn and brain meets. Welcome to the show, Chip Conrad. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about Body Tribe Fitness first. You have a gym in what part of California?
Sacramento.
Okay, Northern California. And
yeah.
It is in the vein of a true physical culture gym. Is that not right? Like one of the old gyms that you would have seen advertised in Bernard McFadden's magazine.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. To the point where we even promote the mind and body connection like McFadden used to.
When were you introduced to physical culture? How did it happen, first of all, that made you want to do this?
Well, I had an introduction to strength and fitness like most people did through, before pre-internet, through bodybuilding magazines and that sort of thing. But at some point, I realized I'm never going to be a bodybuilder. It's not what I'm striving for. I have more desire to actually have ability rather than just the looks. And I had my parents looming in my head, and they're like, there's more to this. There's more to this. And I heard them in my brain all the time. Let's be strong. Let's do something. Let's have accomplishment in my life. And I thought, well, what else is there? And then I started looking, and somehow I was introduced to powerlifting and weightlifting. And then from there, the historical bug in me took over and said, where does this go? Where does this come from? And that's when I discovered the history behind it and how fascinating it was and how pertinent it still is, how relevant it still is.
You know, I have to tell you, I was just listening to you speak, and for me it was similar, and I think for most who find physical culture it's similar. We start out touching the iron for one reason or another. You know, part of mm-hmm. your football coach says you need to learn how to bench press, squat, and deadlift, or you're attracted to the movements of bodybuilding. You want to look a certain way, but then all of a mm-hmm. sudden you feel the need to you realize that there's much more to this than just the sets and reps. There's a theology. There's a spiritual side of it. And when you realize that, you start to relegate where the word religion comes from. And when you relegate, yeah. you start to find out about people like Bernard McFadden or Eugene Sandow, and you go, oh my God, this goes all the way back to the days of the Greco-Romans. This is, right. there's something to this. It's been going on for thousands of years. There's something to this. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter. The discipline that introduced you to it just becomes a splinter faction of what you really learn about it.
Absolutely. What I pinpointed finally was it was a quest for intensity. And intensity seems to be the bridge between true mind and body, you know, that connection. You hear it all the time, mind-body connection. People talk about it all the time. What the heck is it? Well, intensity will actually create that. Now, in the gym, we have a prime time. We have a prime example, an opportunity there to create that intensity. But in the beginning, we don't know what the point of that is. And like you said, finally we start realizing there is a point to it, and we can discover that point if we look through history.
Your gym has some items in it that people would not find in the average gym, but you would find in the physical culture gyms of the 20s and 30s and so on, like club right. bells. Where did you even find club bells? I don't even think anybody made them anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of mine are homemade. I discovered clubs reading about them in some old book. I don't even remember which one now. And then I discovered that somebody was still making club bell being an actual trademark name. And to tell a quick story, I got in a little bit of trouble because I was using club bells and I was promoting club bells. But the people who made club bells, the actual company who was making them, told me, you're not certified in those. You're not allowed to use that name. And you have to put, and if you do, you have to put the little TM after it. And I said, well, I'm giving you free press. If you're going to give me a bunch of crap for this, I'm not using club bells anymore. I'm now using Indian clubs or leverage clubs.
And I was just going to say, they were called Indian clubs, too. I remember that.
Right, right. So I decided to just, not give support to the actual makers of club bell anymore because they were giving me some crap for it. But the tool itself, is very old, and I found it to be different. It's a whole different experience. It gets you out of the normal sagittal plane that so much of the iron gets you into. And it's a whole different training concept that crossed over really nice. It was a great supplemental conditioning tool for my joints and my body and my clients' joints and their bodies. And so our powerlifters, our weightlifters, our strongmen, they all use clubs as well.
Okay, so let's talk about Indian clubs or club weights,
yeah.
whatever you want to call them for now.
Yeah.
Give me an example of somebody. I know that they're good for people who have shoulder issues, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if you've been in that groove where you finally damaged, like me, my shoulders click and pop. It's like I was doing heavy pull downs the other day, and with every rep, my right shoulder, I could feel it clicking, and I just ignored it. I thought I'm not going to get this set done if I focus on it. What can I do with that type of a weighted instrument that would help me perhaps fortify and build a more flexible, more useful shoulder?
Well, what's unique about the club is that you have to move it around your body. It's not a straight line. It's not, you know, one pivot point that you're moving a weight up and down or left and right. You actually make circular motions, or at least you have the potential to make circular motions. You actually take it around you. So what I usually do is I start people with just that, taking it up and over and around their head from a position in front of them. And so they'll just lift it over the opposite shoulder and take it around their head. Now, you can do this with a light club really easily, but with a heavier club, it takes a little bit of focus. And so it starts teaching you to move, again, outside of those straight lines. And because your shoulder has to move in that rotational style, it has to open up. It has to greases itself. The fluidity comes a little bit more. It, you know, the term being used a lot these days is mobility. You have to increase your mobility to do it properly. So it's a great tool to actually increase your mobility without having to just stretch and do some of the common stuff. You can actually put mobility work and strength work together in the same package.
Interesting. Interesting. What other items would we find at your gym that you won't find at the traditional commercial gym today?
Oh, wow. Well, we have the stones. Of course, we have to have the stones.
Right.
Sometimes we've made them. Sometimes we made them like the Atlas stones. You get the mold, you fill it with cement, you make some big, heavy stones. Sometimes we find them. Just find these big, heavy stones, and we'll drag them to the gym.
Go out to the desert.
Absolutely. If I see something that looks like fun and it's heavy, I'm going to carry it to my gym and try to use it somehow. We're big advocates of sandbags. Love sandbags.
Tell me why. Ian Edgar came on my show many, many years ago. Wonderful guy. Back then, we did a show for those who were in theater, in the military, who wanted to be able to train using your rucksack to train by filling it with things, you know, heavy things. And and then I started hearing about sandbag training. And so tell me what the sandbag is good for and what kind of sandbags are we talking about? Are we talking about sandbags as big as kick bags, or are we talking about the sandbags that we think of when FEMA is trying to block a flood from coming in, the small sandbags that you can carry with your hand?
Well, actually, you can use any of those, but I will throw a caveat in there. Sandbags are going to break unless you get the right one. If you do a homemade job, which you can do, you can grab an old Army duffel and fill it with sand, but you're going to have to find ways of doing it that the sand's not just going to throw up all over the place. It can be a huge mess. So I've used homemade bags. I've used all the manufactured bags that are on the market. And finally, there's one company called Alpha Strong that makes a bag that I can finally not break. They're the only company, too, that'll tell you, go ahead and slam the bag. All the other companies will say, don't slam the bag because you'll break it. And frankly, I'm going to slam a bag. I love slamming bags. I love throwing them, tossing them, whatever I can. And so Alpha Strong makes a really good bag. And I even use the bags for travel. Like when I do go across country to teach workshops, I'm going to take one of the bags with me as a carry-on luggage item. That way, if I end up near a desert or near a beach or near a sandbox, I can fill it up and have a workout tool on the road as well.
Cool.
But the beauty of the bag is it doesn't move like a barbell. It doesn't move how you're planning on it to move. It's squirmy. It's like filled with a bunch of kittens who just want to keep moving. It's unpredictable that way. So every rep is going to be slightly different. But also, you can drop it. You can drop it and throw it and toss it and have some fun with it in a way that you can't with other equipment. So you can do everything you can do with a barbell or a dumbbell with it. Plus, you can treat it a little differently. You can do slightly different movements just because of the way it's shaped and the fact that it's malleable.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Chip Conrad. His website is Body Tribe Fitness. .com.
I'm sorry.
You're right. Body tribe. I apologize. Bodytribe.com. I was trying to find it fast enough so I could look intelligent. Bodytribe.com. If you're in the Sacramento area and you want to see what one of the old fashioned physical culture gyms would have looked like, you can go check it out. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil.
works, while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil,
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, long.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Chip Conrad.
Yep.
Bodytribe.com. Chip, do you have a large square ring in the center of the gym?
No, unfortunately, we don't have that. We have a lot of space for moving around, but I'd love to have like a good, fun, like fighting area.
Because that was one of the staples of all of the old physical culture gyms. They always had like a ring in the center where guys could square off and wrestle or even put up their dukes, which obviously that's not popular in today's society. You know, aggression is frowned upon, unfortunately. But
back then, it was part of the culture. If you were a weightlifter, you were probably also a wrestler or a boxer.
Right, right. So let's talk about what if somebody comes to your gym, and mm-hmm. and they're looking to just join a gym, right? So they try the local LA Fitness in the area, and then maybe they go to the Urban Active, and then they stop at your gym. What is their impression when they see your gym? Do they first go, "Oh my God, you know, this is a dungeon compared to those other places"? You have all these free weights and kettlebells and club bells and all this sort of stuff. And where are the nice shiny machines and the cardio mezzanine?
that is a popular one. What do you guys do for cardio? Right, that's the common question.
Drag a sled.
And our answer is just weight. You'll see.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be picking up farmer's walk handles and walking around. But the one thing I strived for in the very beginning was sort of to combine a garage-style gym, an old-school physical culture dungeon, with something a little bit more sanctuary-like. So it's a little friendlier place when you walk in. I have plants. I have carpets. I have and we have art on the wall. We have a new art show that goes up every single month.
Really?
Art opening and the whole bit. Yeah, I come from a music and art cultural background, and so I had to mesh my two passions. I had to bring the culture and the meat-headedness all together.
Mm.
And so we have a saying, when you come into my gym, you either get it or you don't. Some people come in and they just feel right there. I wanted a sanctuary that was welcoming to anybody, whether you're a hardcore lifter or you've never touched iron in your life. But at the same time, I don't want it to be your traditional, what we call the fitness industrial complex, because a lot of people don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like the fluorescent lights and the shiny objects and the machines and the bad music. You know, we have fantastic music and nice art and good colors, and so we made it a welcoming sanctuary space.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So you have some cultural aesthetics surrounding
Absolutely.
People, so they don't feel like they're really in somebody's garage. You want that hardcore feel, it sounds like. You want people to feel like, look, it's not about how the place looks. It's about how much you sweat and toil against the weight.
Yeah, it's exactly. We have a welcoming atmosphere, but the rule is you're going to work. You know, you're here to do something. You're here to accomplish something.
So if somebody joins over there, what kind of routines are they introduced? Well, first of all, I would imagine they get to train with a trainer like yourself, and you have other trainers there as well, right?
Yeah, in the beginning they have to. They can eventually do an open gym, but we want folks to work with us first because we have a whole philosophical concept to what we're doing there, and we want people to understand it. You know, the whole classic bicep curl and the squat rack. We want to try to avoid that. We want people in there to actually squat.
So what are some of the philosophies that you try to impart on people when they first come into the gym?
Well, the big one is the concept of intensity and how intensity is a transformative process. It's not just to make the body look a certain way, which is everybody's first goal, right? They always have the aesthetic goal. But intensity is the key to tapping into the mind-body connection, to have the spirit come along for the ride. And so we try to really promote the concept that you're in the gym simply to make the rest of your life better. And if you're in the gym just to be in the gym, you're wasting a lot of time. The gym should be simply a place of ritual so the rest of your life is actually better.
And ritual is really important. Whether it be rituals in the way you eat, rituals in the way you sleep, the body loves predictability, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing about rituals, I don't want ritual to become routine. Ritual, by definition, is a process of a series of events to create change. And I think that's what a workout's supposed to be, right? It's a process of events that's going to create change in you. And so your body actually wants to move. It wants to move in many, many ways, more ways than the brain even knows. So we want to give it a sanctuary which it can move. It can do the things it wants to do, and we can lead the way and hopefully turn that in to a transformative process, something that's going to make you think of it this way. If you can conquer a very real tactile obstacle in a gym, then the more metaphysical, less tactile obstacles in the real world should be a little more
manageable.
Daunting, a little
yeah.
More, yeah, absolutely. Way more manageable.
So are you flipping tires in your gym?
Oh gosh, yeah, we've been flipping tires for a long time. Well, I love tires. Tires are free. Talk about a great piece of equipment. We use tires not just for flipping, but we use smaller tires as sleds. We throw them, we toss them, we jump over them. We use them for parkour, vaulting in boxes.
Yeah, that is true. Where do you get your tires? You go down to the local junkyard?
Yeah, there's a place not far from us. In fact, people should know this. It's really easy to get giant tires or even small tires. You just find a local tire store. They're going to give them to you. They have to pay to get rid of them.
I know. And you know what the funny thing is? Those giant tractor tires, they cost a couple $1,000s brand new.
Absolutely.
And then they wish somebody will come and get them and take them away. Because otherwise, they cost them. Tires have to be dumped in a tire dump. You can't put them in a landfill. So they have to pay. They probably have to pay $100, $200 to have those tires towed away.
Yeah, when we show up with the truck, they're more than happy to throw some tires in there. Because you're exactly right. It costs a lot of money. There's one place here in town that has a giant backyard, a back storage area that's got hundreds and hundreds of tires. They retread the ones they can and make a little bit of money off of them.
Right.
But otherwise, they have to dump them, and it costs them sometimes thousands of dollars. So if we can take three or four off their hands, they're always thrilled.
So you think about that, folks, out there right now, those of you who are living in a place where you have a really big backyard or you have some space in a garage and you have lots of land around you, you can have your own tires to flip. I mean, start doing it now. Go pick up some, but bring a truck. Don't bring your car.
Yeah.
You know, how heavy are some of those tires, Chip?
You know, now we haven't taken any of these to the gym yet, but I've seen them as heavy as 2,100 pounds. They can be really, really heavy. So the ones we have range anywhere from, well, we use small ones for sleds and throwing, but for our flipping, we have them anywhere from 200 pounds to 800 pounds. But they can get really heavy and really large.
Yeah, yeah. And leveraging that and getting that up off the ground and flipping it is really, it's a lot of fun once you figure out the kinesiology. So what new things do you have in the gym that maybe Bernard McFadden would not have had access to in his physical culture gym, but you do today and you think it's worthy of inclusion?
Wow, that's a good question. It's funny. I think every time I put something new in there, like maybe we'll put in a nice – we recently installed some monkey bars.
Really?
Yeah, because we love jumping and playing and climbing. You know, the iron is great, but I also love to be like a child and frolic. And then I realized all the old gyms had those. They all had those. They had rings.
Right.
They had ropes. They had all that stuff. So I'm not sure if I've brought maybe the giant tires, but I'm not sure if I've brought anything new to the gym. We have a lat pull down machine. That's the only machine we have. Other than that, everything's probably got some historical roots, I'm sure.
Why a lat pull-down machine when people can do pull-ups? Why?
Just because one of our big goals is to bring – there's a percentage I was talking with my friend Dave Hall about. Dave Hall runs this group called the Mental Meatheads, which is a collection of people who teach workshops around the country, and I get to be involved with that. Dave was mentioning the statistic where – right now in our community, in our culture, in our country, roughly 15% of the population is active in fitness and strength, and 85% are not. And so much of our industry is talking to that 15%. We're not bringing in any new of that 85%. We're not introducing them to it.
Right.
My goal was to open my doors and say, look, yeah, you can come in here as one of the 15%, but I want that 85% to be introduced to this stuff. So I realized that 85%, they can't do pull-ups. And so no matter how many bands I add to that pull-up bar, they're probably not going to be able to do a pull-up. So our lat pull-down is mostly there to teach people how to do pull-ups, how to turn on their lats.
And indoctrinate them, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, we don't use it for bodybuilding or anything like that. It's simply a pull-up indoctrination tool. It's exactly what it is.
One of my favorite sayings is I'd rather be strong than look strong. Would you also agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Thankfully, the good news is once you start training for strength, if you're going to eat the part too, you're going to look better.
Yeah.
But frankly, strength to me, I mean, I gave up the dream of being 200-plus pounds years ago. I top out at about 170, 175, but I'm going to be the strongest 170, 175 I can.
Interestingly enough, I have a conversation with a good friend of mine, Aaron Singerman, yesterday, who's a really strong dude and is very, very involved in the bodybuilding side of physical culture. And we were talking about a guy who's about 270-pound bodybuilder. And he said to me, well, I trained with him one day. He said, and I was doing shoulder presses with 120s, and he couldn't get 100-pound dumbbells up to his shoulders. It's surprising to me how many guys look monstrous and are carrying all this extra weight around, but that weight does not translation into functional, doesn't translate to functional strength at all.
Yeah. There's an old story about Bruce Lee outside of, one of the old, was it Vic's gym down in Los Angeles? I can't remember. He's outside one of the old bodybuilding gyms, and he saw some monster come out of the gym, just huge, and his friend said, wow, look at all that muscle. And Bruce Lee said, yeah, but can he do anything with it? Is it usable? And in so many bodybuilders, it's not, but I am seeing this trend, especially among natural bodybuilders, of realizing, look, if we are strong and we work on strength, we're going to get bigger. We're going to have more muscle. So what I'm seeing at I host powerlifting meets twice a year, and what I'm seeing is more and more natural bodybuilders showing up at those powerlifting meets, putting up some big numbers. So that's exciting, starting to see the worlds combine like they used to. If you were in a physical culture gym in the 40s, 50s, or 60s, if you were a powerlifter, you probably also did bodybuilding or vice versa, and you lifted.
And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the AAU back in the day when we come back. Yeah. And also I want to plug a natural bodybuilder who's a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Dr. Lane Norton, who he's got a 700-pound deadlift. The dude is, I don't know, I don't even think he's pushing the scale at 200 pounds when he's ripped for a competition.
Nice.
So that's real strength right there. I mean, you know, that's like a Chevy Vega with a big block engine in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Chip Conrad. Go to his website today, bodytribe.com. We'll be right back. I know you want me.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Or build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Chip Conrad from Body Tribe Fitness. The website is bodytribe.com. What do you think about that? Back in the day, in the AAU, bodybuilders not only had to look a certain way, but then they had to perform compulsory lifts. Wouldn't you like to see that come back to bodybuilding?
I think that'd be fantastic. Like you said, why would you rather look the part or would you rather be the part? And I think it's important to be the part. You know, if you're going to look strong, you better be it. And, I think we have Joe Weider to blame for the separation of the two.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you had to prove somehow that you were an athlete if you were to do a bodybuilding.
And I got to tell you something. I've gotten into heated arguments with people when I've said this exact statement, that the International Federation of Bodybuilding, IFBB, when that whole thing was postulated by Weider and he said, look, no more compulsory lifts, you just have to look good on stage. It went from being a sport competition to being a pageant.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the word I use, pageant.
I mean, and you really piss people off because a lot of people want to say, no, this is the sport of bodybuilding. And I'm not taking anything away from bodybuilders. They train like athletes, right. There's no doubt about it. But it's not a sport competition unless you are applying yourself in something other than aesthetics. There has to be a performance capacity to it. You're not performing. You're not performing any type of athletic feats in the competition. You're standing there and posing.
Yeah, and unless that pose becomes some sort of really awesome dance, it's not particularly. It's not really a sport.
Yeah, it's,
now that would be fun. You get those big guys doing some kind of
some of them can. Some of them can.
Yeah,
Tony Freeman. I mean, back in the day, I remember being at some bodybuilding competition, and Tony Freeman was doing splits and stuff. I mean, you know, you talk about athletic performance; it was there. There's no doubt about it. But you just don't. But that's still not what they're graded on, and that would really make it a more legitimate sport. Competition than a pageant, in my opinion. And I'd love to see a version of the AAU. Okay, so what about CrossFit? I think CrossFit has done a lot for the argument about I'd rather be strong than look strong. What are your thoughts on that?
They have what I give CrossFit a bunch of credit for is the fact that they've created the biggest potential. I'm going to use the word potential physical culture network that we've seen
ever,
but
yeah.
Definitely within the last century. The problem is they're hit or miss on their execution of it. Some of them do a fantastic job. Others sort of toe the party line of the corporation and don't go beyond that. So there's the potential for it to be an amazing institution, but right now it's sort of there's a split between the free thinkers within the organization and the ones who are too rigid and too, they bought the Kool-Aid a little too much. And so what CrossFit has done is they've opened the door to a lot of possible ideas, but unfortunately a whole big chunk of them are just standing in the doorway. Only a few of them are actually going through the doorway.
Yeah, but that's true of any organization. You've got or any sports discipline, group of trainers within that. You've got those who contribute, you've got those who mimic, and then you've got those who really detract from a given sports discipline. And that's just that just speaks to human tendencies more than anything else. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of people want to own a CrossFit box, but not a lot of people can contribute to the fabric of advancement within CrossFit.
Yeah, and that's, you're starting to see that more and more as the boxes grow. I mean, we went from zero here about 6 years ago to, I don't know, 30 or 40 in this area. And the good ones are good, but unfortunately, the quality is heavily diluted with the amount of, I mean, anybody can get their two-day cert and open a box, and that's a little scary because, and be called coach. I get a lot of flack for this. I don't think you're allowed to be called coach until you've earned your stripes, you know. From my history and the history and the physical culture history, you didn't get to be called anything resembling coach until you spent years doing. And these days, you can get called coach with a two-day certification. And I treat coach like a black belt in martial arts. You have to earn that.
Do you refer to yourself as coach?
I do not. Some of my clients do, but I don't call myself coach. And I've been doing this almost 20 years.
Right.
It's a term I have a little more reverence for. I think it's something you have to earn. And, you know, I've coached many, many athletes of all levels, but it's not a term I'm comfortable using for myself. But the one thing, so CrossFit has introduced a large chunk of the population to the what I call physical culture 101, the entry level of physical culture. What we have to do, those of us who have still remained sort of in the underground physical culture world, is now try to get as many of those people to see what else is available.
Yeah. How about Dan John? He's been on the show numerous times. I know that he's sort of an ally of yours as well, right?
Yeah, he and I are coming out with a DVD together. Should be out within the next month.
Guy is amazing, isn't he?
Oh, yes, beyond amazing. He's been a huge influence on me. So to work with him was sort of a lifelong goal there. It was kind of nice to finally have that come together.
My favorite Dan John quote, the goal is to keep the goal the goal.
Absolutely.
So many people get distracted. They start out in one direction and move to another direction. And if they would just stick to their original goal,
yeah,
they would get results, but they, well, today I'm doing 5x5. Well, maybe that's not good. Maybe I should go to the 8x8 template. It's like, just stick with the original goal.
Right.
He's a very simple man. You know, he is the, what do I want to say? I said something to him one day on the show. Now I'm going to forget. He's the Will Rogers of physical culture. He comes up, you know, he comes up with these innocuous things, and then you think about it for a second. Oh my God, there's so much wisdom in that statement.
Yeah, absolutely. I've often said, look, if you can't take things and explain it to an 8-year-old child, then it's probably not worth anything. And what he does is he takes decades and centuries of physical culture and kinesiology and science and says, here's a sentence to sum it all up.
Yeah, and you get it, and you listen, and you go, oh my God, that's it. That crystallizes everything. Yeah, great guy. He's been on the show numerous times. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's take one last commercial break. When we come back, we'll plug your website. We'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Chip Conrad. Go to bodytribe.com. If you're in the California area, stop by, say hello, tell them you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Sure. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion.
Welcome back. We're talking with Chip Conrad. Chip, are you, and we've talked a lot about physical culture here, but on another side of this same coin, are you more of an ancestral diet type of a guy?
No, I'm more of a here and now kind of guy. I don't tend to put my diet into any label category or any time period or anything like that. I think it's pretty easy just to eat real food and avoid processing, and I don't need to put any tag to it.
Well, okay, so let me ask you a question. Would you consider corn real food?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Yes, but not if it's highly processed. I'm not a fan of fearing any food. You know, I don't want to point fingers at food and blame the food for anything. I want to blame our personal responsibility for intaking it. And so I don't like to be particularly scared of food. Then no, I don't think corn's going to be the best thing for you.
Well, but okay, so this is my problem with the whole just eat real food movement that's out there. There's a lot of people shouting this, and it really panders to the desire for people out there to justify some of the foods that they eat, right? So the line for what is real food shifts constantly depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
I say it's a little more complicated than that, and people don't like that because they're like, no, we want simple. Not everything in life is simple. But corn, for instance, 99% of corn today is genetically modified. It is not real food any longer.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're eating it right off the cob or it's processed into a tortilla. I don't eat corn.
Yeah, along with soy. I think soy is on that
list
now, too.
So, and this is why I say, when I talk about ancestral nutrition, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to eat like the caveman. But what I am going to say is I'm going to eat the real foods, and I'll go ahead and use that term since everybody likes that one, that are still reminiscent of what they were in an earlier time before science, scientific agricultural processes, Frankensteinism and everything else started to invade the food chain. So, for instance, I drink raw, unpasteurized milk from grass pasture-fed cows that are not given antibiotics or hormones because that is what 200 years ago, 300 years ago, my great-great-great-great ancestors were exposed to. I don't drink pasteurized milk from cows that eat corn and grain and have mastitis, so they have to be given antibiotics to keep them alive long enough to milk them. This is what I'm talking about when I say, do you follow ancestral nutritional protocols.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Definitely in the sense that we need to take personal responsibility of our food and know the roots of our food. Most of us don't know where our food comes from.
Right.
And I'm blessed to live in Northern California because this is an agricultural mecca. And we have a farmer's market almost every day in this town, and we can actually go to the farms and learn about the food. There's farm walks, there's farm tours, there's so many programs in this area where you can have farm fresh food delivered, and you can learn about the farms and everything about it. Granted, that takes some work, but at this point, we're going to have to put in that research to learn about our food. And so if you don't know the history of what's going in your mouth, yeah, you're going to have some trouble. And I think I can use that for many, many things beyond food. But in terms of food, we need to know its roots. Where did it come from and how it was made? We don't, and that's scary.
What does it cost to join your physical culture gym?
Well, we have lots of options. You can hop in as an open gym for $55 a month, or you can work with groups and the price starts going up, or you can work with a trainer and the price starts going up. But the one thing I really recommend is our weekend workshops. Every Saturday we do some sort of what we call the movement lab, and we're going to teach something. Like this weekend we're working on the Olympic lifts. We're going to do snatch this weekend, clean and jerk next weekend, parkour the weekend after that. It might be kettlebells, might be sandbags, might be program design, might be something more metaphysical like embodiment. But every Saturday from 10 to noon, we have some sort of workshop.
Are you a fan of Brooks Cubic?
Oh, yeah. I dig Brooks. He was a initial influence on me, I don't know, wow, 11, 12 years ago, you know, dinosaur training.
Yeah, he's on the show regularly. In fact, he was just on about a week ago. He did a seminar about the mind-muscle connection. He did a seminar on how to develop laser-like focus, and it was an amazing seminar. It's actually something that might interest you. I'll share with you later on. But he's on the show regularly. How about Randy Roach? Have you read any of the Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors books?
Absolutely. I've quoted Randy Roach quite a bit. In fact, we have an email connection when he finds the time to write, because, you know, Randy's blind and somehow he's putting out these amazing books.
Yeah, I know.
But I think Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors is one of the best historical physical culture books we can read right now.
Especially Volume 1, in my opinion, was the best because it really does it chronicles the nutritional advances that were discovered by the early fathers of physical culture that still ring true today. Their contribution to nutrition has been unparalleled. No other organization, no other group, no other science-based community has contributed to the discussion about nutrition the way the early fathers of physical culture did. And it's
Absolutely.
Still true today. It still rings true today. So, yeah, you're right. Randy's been on the show probably 2 or 3 dozen times over the past 9 years. Great guy, good friend of mine. He actually changed the direction of the show. When we talk, I started out with the desire to understand bodybuilding. And after communing with Randy back in late 2005, early 2006 on a series of interviews that we did here, I decided that physical culture became my mantra. And I was searching for that meaning behind moving the weight, the meaning behind it. And, and I got that from Randy. I've said that openly. He changed the direction of this show. And this show is what it is today in part because of his influences on me. So.
Yeah. Good. He's a great guy.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show, Chip. Do you want to plug anything or anybody today?
I have a online show called Strength Rituals. You can check out the first episode. It's on the YouTube channel. Just look for Strength Rituals or strengthrituals.com. And my new DVD with Dan John will be out later this month on coming out through Larry Draper's company on Target Productions.
Sure. Larry sends me great guests for the show all the time. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been great having you on the show, Chip. Much luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care. Also want to thank Adele Musa for coming on during the first hour and revealing what causes cellulite and how to get rid of it. Very, very exciting show. If you didn't hear that, you'll want to tune into the first hour and the podcast. Pass it around to all your friends, lady friends specifically. Tomorrow's Friday, which means I'll be joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we perform Casual Friday tomorrow. So tune in for that. Thanks for listening today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.